Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Thanks for downloading the very latest Hot or Not podcast. This is Angelica Bell in for Andy while he's swanning around LA at the Golden Globes, lucky boy. And I promise you, this podcast will be as good as anything Mr. Peters has to offer. Promise. In the next 20 minutes or so, you'll be hearing some of this.
Harry Potter's train costs less. What's the matter with them?
A bit of this. Oh, I love Mel C, but in this one, she's got short, spiky hair. Not a good look. And a smidgen of this.
I never get naked in front of my family like I do in Role Models.
All that and much more. So thanks for downloading and enjoy the very latest Hot or Not podcast.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Okay, time to welcome this week's special guest to the show. It's a man who made his name playing Dino Wicks in EastEnders before waltzing back onto our screens as the runner-up in last year's Strictly Come Dancing. Now, last week, he was revealed as Sean Kennedy, the latest member of the Hustle team. He's a busy man. It's Matt D'Angelo. Hello.
Hello.
It's time to talk business. How did the role come about for you?
Just kind of regular, how stuff normally comes about, kind of phone calls and...
Explain how it works, because sometimes...
The world of acting.
Yeah, do you just get a call
Like, I've got an audition, you know, tomorrow.
So you had to
like
so you did you have to audition for it, or did it just say, it's Matt D'Angelo, he's amazing,
I wouldn't have that even if someone did say that to me. I don't think I've done anything to warrant being given a job. I still, you know, I'm not out there kind of Sean Penning it on, I think, do you know what I mean? I'm 21 and I've still got a lot to learn and I still think I have to work for a lot.
You said like you're new in the business, you've got a lot to learn. Was it quite difficult then working with such established actors, because you know you go into something new, everyone's got their role, their place, they know what they do. Was that tricky?
Do you know what? I've always been really lucky. I mean, really, really lucky, because I get placed in, so far, the kind of the big jobs that I have done, I get placed with really, really good actors. EastEnders had Phil Daniels for a dad, Linda Henry as a mum, and Diane Paris as a stepmum, Pam St. Clement, you know, Perry Fenwick, and you know, that's family, that's like that's big people. Do you know what I mean? So when I went there and I'm starting to learn from these people, I'm starting to look at these people, you know, they're big names and they're well-established actors. And you know, I'm doing a play at the moment. I've got David Haig in it and, you know, and Jimmy Hayes. And these are big people, funny people. Do you know what I mean? So being on stage with them is comforting. And I know they've got my back and I'm there with them. And you know, obviously did Hustle, Adrian Lester, Robert Glenister.
Massive.
Do you know what I mean? They're like not only the huge theatre stars, but they're also television and film.
What am I going to say next?
You're going to say dancer.
Strictly Come Dancing, you were fabulous.
Thank you very much.
Were you gutted you came second?
Obviously, if I had a choice, I would love to have won. But
you're gutted.
But it was
you're gutted.
Yeah,
I think that's fair enough because if you leave, like, if you're fifth, you think fair enough. I had a good run.
Exactly.
If you get second. Yeah. You're like, oh.
It's just it was too close not to, and it was. But you know what? There was always that thing. I was just so, we were just, everyone was just so exhausted and like blurred, kind of. We just, it had not stopped for Alicia, for me, for Flavia, for Matthew. It just not stopped for months. Everyone else, you know, people forget, everyone else stops and then they have a couple of days to rest and chill out. We didn't day after day.
Eat, drink, sleep.
We were like last at 10 o'clock at night, just sitting there, just having coffee. Like, Alicia's there and I'm just like, why are we still training? This is wrong, man. This is mad. And she's just like, we're just drained, you know. We were training so hard.
Well, it paid off. Hard.
Yeah, I think it was a really good final. I watched it back eventually.
And it was great.
And I really liked it. It was just, I'm biased, I thought. Yeah.
Well, you're giving us so much information there.
Too much.
I think I need to let you have a drink.
Some coffee.
Yeah, you can have your coffee, yeah.
Thank
you. We're going to play some music now, but you're going to stick around. Chat some more?
Yeah, right.
This is Heat.
This is Hot or Not, your essential guide to the week ahead in celebrity and entertainment. Saying that, we're going to pause for a few minutes to look back, because it's rewind time now, where we invite you to guess the mystery year in a past edition of Heat magazine. Now, this is just for fun, so please don't email in, but do give yourselves a big slap on the back if you get it right. So, I've got the past edition of Heat in front of me. On the front cover, it says, who was last year's richest pop star? Okay, got some few faces on the front. So let's have a look. Who could those earners be? We have the Spice Girls. Oh, they're looking a bit rough. Oh, I love Mel C, but in this one, she's got short, spiky hair. Not a good look. And there's a cute little Charlotte Church here. They're saying that she earned £6 million. Oh, she looks gorgeous. Fatboy Slim, number 7. We haven't seen much of him recently, so could be a while back. Oh, Oscar expectations. Who was going to get an Oscar? American Beauty was massive at the time. Oh, and what's that film called? There's a picture here. Oh, The Green Mile. That's right. I love that film. It's quite cute. And also Russell Crowe in The Insider. Do those films nudge anything in your memory bank? What year do you think it could be? I need to give you some more clues, I think. Oh my gosh, there is some ropey pictures of Ricky Martin in here with blonde hair. He actually looks like Billy Idol. Nice. Okay. Oh, I completely forgot. Jim Carrey was going out with Renée Zellweger at that time. Odd. If you'd have told me they were going out now, I wouldn't have believed it. But back then, I still didn't believe it. Okay, and let's see if there's anything else I can give you to give you a bit of a clue. Now, I wouldn't have guessed this year at all. Too tricky. But the 6th series of Friends was about to start. And Heat did a massive review on it. What was it? 18 things you need to know about the 6th series of Friend. So those were the stories making the headlines in Heat in a year gone past. But have you figured out the year? If not, have a little think about it and we'll reveal all later in the podcast. And joining us now to talk about this week's big cinema release, we're pleased to say he's better now.
Thank you.
Over the worst?
Yeah, no, I unfortunately missed last week. Thereby failing to talk about Slumdog Millionaire. Great movie. Go and see it.
Okay. I should give you a proper intro. It's Heat film editor Charles Gant. Ta-da! Now carry on.
you're so kind. I'm here to talk about this Friday's big release, which is £7. Basically, Will Smith is this quite mysterious guy, and the film begins, he rings 911, he's reporting a death, my own. So it like begins with, you know, he's going to commit suicide, and then the whole film is a flashback leading up to that moment where he interacts with various people who all need something from him, basically. It's an impossible film to talk about without really giving too much away about
Fine,
the film.
If you're not going to give us any more, Charles, I'm going to give him a clip.
Thank you.
Trying to figure out what kind of man Stuart Goodman is. It is within my power to drastically change his circumstances. But I don't want to give that man a gift that he doesn't deserve.
Will Smith is the only movie star in the world that could deliver an audience for this film. And he has done that. But it's certainly not up to the level of his usual films or even up to the level of The Pursuit of Happiness, which was his last, you know, sort of quite serious drama.
So £7?
£7 for me, hot or not, is not.
Fine. Cool. I'm going to go and see it and give my verdict. Somewhere, sometime. Right. Golden Globes. Was it a good night for the Brits?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get a chance to see it.
Yeah, it was a great night. I mean, obviously, Kate Winslet won 2 awards for Revolutionary Road and The Reader. Slumdog Millionaire got 4 Golden Globes, including Best Film and Best Director.
Any shocks?
I don't know. I mean, Mickey Rourke, clearly, you know, a big comeback story for the wrestler. And so I think a lot of people thought maybe Sean Penn was a kind of safer choice. But I'm thrilled that they gave it to him. I think maybe Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell won for Best Comedy Actor, which I wouldn't necessarily have expected. Although I do think In Bruges is pretty hilarious.
Okay. And any patterns, do you think, from the Globes to go to the Oscars? What would you say?
Well, I would say this is fantastic news for Slumdog Millionaire. I mean, every year I always think there's the big prestige dramas, which this year I would say is The Curious Case of Benjamin Button and Frost Nixon and those kind of movies. And there's always like this little plucky underdog. And often it's a comedy like Juno, like Little Miss Sunshine. And this year it's an uplifting drama, Slumdog Millionaire. But I think it was the plucky underdog and it's now, you know, the front runner. And, you know, the question is, has it peaked too soon? You know, the danger will be people are going to go, oh, it's not that great, really. You know, the timing of this thing, these things have to be worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
But if I was the, you know, producer of that film, I'd be pretty happy this morning.
Perfect. Thank you for your little predictions. And I'll be popping down to the cinema this week.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's brilliant.
I will do. Thanks, Charles. This is Heat. You're listening to me, Angelica Bell, in for Andy this week on Hot or Not, where it's time now for our first Top of the Tops of the Year. This is our regular competition where you can win the very latest CD and DVD releases just for answering one showbiz-related question. And check out the prizes on offer for this week's winner. We've got Pineapple Express, starring Seth Rogen and James Franco on DVD. Nice. The Love Guru with Mike Myers. Brit horror film Eden Lake. Acclaimed indie movie Summer's Town. British heist film The Crew. Goodie bags containing the new Resident Evil film Degeneration. Channel 4's latest American import, The Big Bang Theory Series 1. Lipstick Jungle Series 1. Love that. Plus, if you're looking to shift some Christmas weight, you're in luck. We've got exercise DVDs from Denise Van Outen, Colleen Nolan, Letitia Dean and Mel B. We've also got new albums from Jason Mraz and Lady Gaga, as well as the 25th anniversary edition of Now That's What I Call Music Volume 1. And there's a host of film goodies too. The official art book from The Spirit, plus the goodies bag from Yes Men, Bride Wars and Australia. So to win all that in this week's special hot cards competition, just answer me this question. Now the answer for which is somewhere in this podcast. Which long-haired Welsh actor will Matt D'Angelo be starring in a film with next year? If you think you know, just send an email to studio@heatradio.com with the answer and your contact details so you could be our latest Hot Cars competition winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Still with us is our wonderful guest. He is the new star on Hustle. It's Matt D'Angelo. Thanks for sticking around.
Not a problem.
Now, I want you to take part in this next thing. It's called Hot List.
Okay.
So we're just basically going to give you a list of, could be people, names, places, anything we think of, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you've got to tell me if it's hot or not.
All right.
It's not a trick question. You're happy with that?
Well, I quite like it, in my opinion.
I
give my penny's worth.
Yeah.
I like
right.
it. Let's okay. have it.
First one.
Royal Family.
No.
Waste of
actually,
money.
Actually, tell me. No, tell. Yeah, right. You think it's waste?
I'm very patriotic, but I just don't know. I hate reading like the Guardian or something, and you see like £300,000 for the Royal Train. I was like, get a nice card like us. What's the matter with you? Man's doing it. Man's on BBC. I'm still rolling a Piccadilly line.
But do you know what? I've got
300
say,
grand.
I love.
It's a train.
I love the Royal Family.
I love them as well, but they don't need that much money on a train.
True.
What's
you're
it
right.
made of? Gold.
You're right. You're
Harry
right.
Potter's train costs less. What's the matter with them? Anyway, sorry, I'll go. Let's do that the proper
okay,
list
so that
now.
Was that one. Dancing
rant.
On Ice.
Dancing on Ice. Bias not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did Strictly Come Dancing. I can't say I like Dancing on Ice. No, I don't really seen a lot of it. I haven't.
But do you think it's harder?
I think it's Strictly Come Dancing slightly on ice, isn't it?
It is.
It's
so
much
you think
harder.
That Dancing on Ice is harder?
Yeah. But I prefer the actual dancing, like the ballroom and the Latin and the, you know, I think that the ballroom for me, you know, you can't beat that.
Next one. The new Doctor Who.
Matt Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of mine, really good friends with him, and says he's a really, really amazing actor. I haven't actually seen him anything, but apparently he's really amazing.
But would you have liked the role?
I'm too young.
Okay, and finally, Celebrity Big Brother.
I cannot stand it. I really, just the Big Brother franchise.
The whole thing.
Endemol, the company that makes it. I love you. But Big Brother should be destroyed. It's past its time.
You think it's dated?
I don't want to see people
and...
sleeping. What? Let's put so-and-so that hasn't done a job in 12 years to sit on her bum eating a banana. What the... Get out of here, man. How
Matt,
is that?
Matt, sorry. We just had a call. Head of drama at Channel 4. They'd like to set up a meeting.
Hey. Hey. That's why I said I love Endemol, because I do know a couple of people there. And they are going to be quite naughty with me. But I just don't... I'm not feeling it. I really think they could put the money... You know, it's not for me to say. No one's really going to listen to this and care, but...
No, but you've got
you opinion.
It's, and it's quite refreshing to meet people in this business who have an opinion, because sometimes people like to be safe, don't they?
Yeah, enough.
Yeah.
I was going to say that really rude, then I really would have been safe, wouldn't I? No, but, you know, I just think we can do so much more with television and stuff like that, and we can make some good stuff.
Well, listen, Matt, thank you so much for doing our hot list.
I'm going to get off the soapbox right now.
You can get off the soapbox. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hustle is hot.
It's going to get really, really good, I think, over the next couple of episodes. And my character starts to grow and it's really fun. And
Thursday night?
Sexy and amazing. I love it.
Thursday night, 9 o'clock?
Thursday night, 9 o'clock.
On BBC One?
That's the one.
I've set my Sky Plus already.
I love you.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
This is Angelica on the latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best of last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of other good shows on Heat Radio. Here's my favourite bit from the Diet Coke break last week.
Heat Radio.
Hey, it's Rachel, live on Heat Radio on the Diet Coke Break. My special guest this afternoon, the one, the only, Stifler himself from American Pie, it is Sean William Scott. Sean's in the UK at the moment to promote the new movie out right now, Role Models. comedy in the style of American Pie, like Knocked Up, Super Bad, you know what I mean. Unfortunately, I wasn't actually able to meet him myself, so I sent our very own Mika M to go cheek to cheek with him. All will seriously become apparent. I must apologise for the shocking flirting in this interview. You'll see what I mean in a second. She started, though, fairly innocently by asking him whether he identified with his character.
I never get naked in front of my family like I do in Role Models. But yeah, my family was very, very crazy. And there's an element to this character. It's almost like a grown-up version of Stifler. But he's actually a nice guy. And I think there's a part of the character that I wanted to put in there where you never really know if he's the craziest guy in the room or the smartest guy. Although I can definitely tell you I'm not the smartest person in this room. But yeah, like a person like where we grew up, my family, we would always do the weirdest things just to get somebody to laugh. And there's an element of that character in this movie.
Now tell me, do you think that's a date or mate movie?
I think it's actually a date film too. I think girls, you know, and at least in America, girls love this film because it's got a lot of heart. I mean, it's definitely like, it's the kind of film where if you like Super Bad and 40 Old Virgin and Knocked Up and those kind of movies, you'll definitely like this. I mean, it feels like kind of like the movie Old School and Wedding Crashers. But because it's not just simply, you know, just super rowdy and crazy, it actually has a little bit of sweetness to it. So no, I think it's for everybody. I mean, I don't think you should bring your grandparents, but I think, you know, you can bring your mom. I brought my mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I love having popcorn when I watch a movie. What snack would you recommend, though?
I'm a M&M guy, but I used to work at a movie theater. Before, when I decided to be an actor, I worked at a movie theater, but we'd only get like two people a night because it was like the one store in the mall that was still open. Like the whole thing was shutting down. And I was just so angry to have to work that I would make the butteriest popcorn ever. So people would come back and there'd be like oil like dripping down their arms. Like, this is kind of buttery. And I was like, oh, really? I'm sorry about that. But like, so I'm kind of not into popcorn anymore, but I would say M&M's.
Cool. Next question is, would you actually pay to see the movie? Of course.
I did.
You did?
Yeah. One of my favorite things to do is to sneak in on opening weekend and hear how kids laughed. And it's the most rewarding thing for me. And plus, I wanted to contribute to the box office.
Of course.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
Time to put you out of your misery and tell you if you guessed this week's Rewind correctly, podcast people. I can reveal that the year was, in fact, January the 12th, 2000.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
And here's some exclusive bits from Matt D'Angelo you didn't hear on air.
This is Heat.
It's time to talk business now.
Last thing, made his name.
Made his
name. Dino Wicks in his standards. No, yeah.
You want to do more theatre, don't you?
I do. I quite like my theatre voice.
I think you've got a good theatre voice. You'd be like, darling, I've been in the business 50 years.
Yeah, I can't. And I get to, no, because when I get quite excited or I go quite high pitch, which is nothing to be proud of, but what are you doing? And people can't hear that in theatre, yeah. So I've got to not do that. And that's my little story.
But you're ahead already because you know what you do, so you can rectify it.
You see? Always thinking, always creating.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Always working.
So, New Boy and Hustle. Yeah. I watched it.
Did you watch the first ep?
Yeah.
Did you really watch it? Or are you just saying you watched it like I had a book out
when
and you
were
say,
carrying...
I love the book, it was really good.
No, I'm going to tell you, when you were carrying that lady's bag and switched the briefcases, I thought that boy is slick.
The briefcase was actually really, really, I really liked that. That was really, really fun. And all that kind of stuff. It's just, so it's not work, do you know what I mean? It's just, obviously guys enjoy that kind of spy kind of stuff. And that was good fun, really, really good fun.
I thought you were great in that first episode because... You did a convincing transition because obviously you were playing a role, but then you had to be yourself as well.
It was really difficult because the most difficult thing about it was I couldn't tell anyone that I was in the show properly, you know, over the whole kind of series. So having to do interviews and saying like I was just in the first episode was okay. But then when people watched it, I got some text saying you're not saying a lot, you know, because the character didn't speak much.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a lot, so it looked like some kind of small maybe. Kind of, you know, cameo part, but it grows and he grows and he learns a lot more and he starts to understand about the whole world of the grifters and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, she's good because obviously I started knowing nothing about it and he starts in the same place and he kind of, we both grow together. And I'm slightly biased, but I really enjoyed watching the series just as a viewer. Because it's like, we don't have anything else over here like it.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Because Americans do that quite well.
Well, America, of course, 24 and CSI and The Wire. And you know what I mean? They've got all these kind of crazy, kooky police programs and stuff like that. But this is just kind of like an English, you know, CSI or something like that. It's kind of...
It's shot really well. I think it's quite slick.
That's the thing about it. And the moves that it kind of uses and those cutaways and those looks down the barrel of the camera and stuff like that. You know, only gets away with it because of the writing, you know, warrants that, and the stories and the acting so far has warranted that. So it's kind of, you know, you can't just do that stuff randomly. You can't, you know, because you have to think, you have to deserve to be able to do that stuff. And obviously they've had a very successful previous four seasons. Mm. Hopefully this one will be too.
Reese Ifans.
Hot. Is it Evans? I don't see a panic look in your eye there. Go on, is it Evans?
I can never pronounce it. What, I say it?
I don't know what it is. I'm glad you said it. I don't know. Reese. Let's call him Reese. We know
Reese,
who it is.
Reese,
yeah,
Reese. Why is he hot?
No, I like him, actually, because I watched him in a good film the other day, Love, Honour and Obey.
Mm-hmm.
And thought he was good in it. And I think, is this hot or not?
You think he's hot? You think he's hot? You think he's big time?
But no, it's kind of like a kind of how you doing. You know, I just think he's got a hot kind of property at the moment. Yeah, I think he's good.
Yeah.
And I don't like the way he gets. He's getting a lot of stick from the press as well.
But he's seen out with a lot of fit women.
So? Well, he's been seen out with them. There's not kind of nothing going on.
But is it because they think the women are really hot and he's not? Do you know what I've done there?
I think he's got... I see he's done there. Yeah, that's done it. Amazing. I'm just going to take a moment to step back and dwell on that. You put the title
actually,
in
Actually, is it true you're going to be in a film with him?
He's attached to a project that I'm doing next year. I haven't actually met him or anything like that yet, but we're still kind of waiting to find that stuff like that. So
that's nice. So you're saying he's hot property because you don't want to...
No, I'm saying because I genuinely like him.
Nice. That's it for this week's Hotcast. Andy will be back next week, so until next time, I'll see you.
Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.